Elegant Sea Urchin is a fictional serial trip written, produced, and presented by Studio Swoon as part of the Greater Swooncraft Creative. It would mean a lot if you shared or supported us. Head over to elegantseaurchin.xyz for more. And before the program starts, we have an update on the color orange. It is still the color of hate that grew up, grew old, and couldn't be bothered with more than the minimum amount of effort. But now comes with 60% more disregard for all other colors at the realization that no obelisk or symbol will stop it from one day dithering to gray like we all do. Isn't that wonderful? Hey, you. It's gonna be okay. And as always, enjoy. I keep reliving my last bit of time with Heather. There were tufts of dandrice floating over the hills. Her and I were on that patch of green that was slowly being strangled from the aggressive lack of smog's last fire season. There isn't anything I'd do differently. I just miss Heather. It was really relaxing. We laid and watched the shafts of purple shine. When I looked to her, I could see the seaweed farm and the stalks gently swaying behind her beyond the mesa. And that's about it. Just her and me. Together. Nothing new, no special conversation or ascension of our relationship. Not really used to resting on the ceiling, I didn't sleep well. Mid-smogs, I had to get up. Yule had curled up in the corner. Sina looked like a corpse with her ichor black hair splayed all around her. A sight that maybe I shouldn't cast about. Though hauntingly beautiful, I don't think it's healthy to solidify her as that to all of you who probably don't know her. I went to the restroom to dip my head in the currents. Down the channel, I heard the silent squeals and chirps of my portable casting bastion, reveling in the downtime of its auxiliary actuality. Her hollow is magnificent. You should see the weaving around the halls and the carvings on the ceiling. As I left the restroom, I was caught by the elder roaming in the smogs. Her hair was sprawling, echoing down the channels. The faint chatter clicking of my bastion made things just a little more unsettling. The eyes of Pharazine took a moment to find me, seeming to have snapped out of something. Is everything to your liking, Fable? I nodded, just not used to sleeping out of my own Aerie. Your kin is Nox, an Aerie. How the times change. Elders of the Bint were once close to families that went to the Cove some millennia ago. It felt like something slithered across my back. I was suddenly not feeling like I'd rest the remainder of the smogs. Pharazine's eyes seemed to get lost as she drifted along again. I followed like the right urchin I am, tailing her words. No Voice's Nip is still the leading eight-legged feline aside. I take it the shadow is waning for you, young Nox. I thought of Grandmum selling her carved coral bar for us both. An eight-legged cat spins a thesis. It's not perfect. There'll be more in its lifetime. Its threads tell the circle of life. This is how I sustain, it reads. This is why I catch and consume, you see. Eight eyes to observe infinity. Eight legs to trapeze the darkness. Eight lives to extend the dimensions. When something unintelligent is granted longevity, when something savage has become immortal, you read between the lines. Stand humbled by its cruel thesis. You may fear for your life by the way of Heracleans, but there will never be enough to reduce us to hundreds again. Her words made me fidget, wishing I had my pack near with my pocket of nip. My mind traced fleeting memories of being face to face with eight-legged cats. The creeping baby one that attacked Jude and me behind the first school. The one that's been locked up in the Mesa Breeders for as long as I can remember. The one that attacked me I thanked the elder for her story and went back to the alcove. The golden season started off hot. We all had some of the elder's molasses stuff before zipping. It was similar to chocolate, but a lot sweeter and more likely to get stuck in your throat. Elder Farazine gave us some to take on our trip. Her only request was for me to advertise her molasses after I told her I wavecast. She didn't give me a script, though. She just told me that she trusts what I'd have to say naturally. So if you can, pick up Bint's microbe syrup. It's the right amount of sweet and richness that, really boosts your energy. Our jaunt became a tread as we continued on. The Augur Lake is our next stop. Jones says he wants us over it and past the dunes as quickly as possible. You will pledge to die of hot heart if the ducks made us go too fast. But he assured us, like part of our travels out of the cove, we'd have transportation here and there. And that was part of the reason why he wanted us to hurry. As Sina started asking about something over the moon, a glint on the horizon caught my eye. I thought it was the torrid gleam of the golden shine, but the longer I looked, the more it shone stalwart behind the hazy shafts of the season. Listeners, I've been through a lot since the dimension swallowed me, and there's things that I should probably be more worried about. But between you and me, there's extra weight in my pack, holes in my heart, a cold spike on my thigh, this zinging energy from the molasses, and an ominous feeling from that glittering in the distance. Come on, I interrupted the trio. I want to see the relays around the Augur Lake. The heat made me feel dizzy, but I didn't let that stop me. Grabbing Yule and Sina, I jetted ahead. I refused to let this energy decay forward go.